Okay, speaking to Roger Harvey, former GP rider, raced the Motocross the Nations for Team Great Britain a long, long, long time ago. Roger, you've raced the Nations and you know the pressure of that. I mean, it's always an exciting time of the year. You know, we've got Cairoli and Hurlings are looking like a good bet to do pretty well against the Americans. What's your opinion of what possibly could happen?
It was a long time ago when I raced it, Jeff. Wooden wheels, actually. There's a lot of pressure being put on Hurlings, you know, from everybody and everybody's expectation. But to be honest, the kid is that sort of kid that I can respond to that. I just hope he's, you know, he hasn't had much experience. I'm hoping that he's not just going to take it over the top, you know, and try and lap the field there like he did in Learop. He'll certainly be up there. Cairoli, amazing rider, and he will be thereabouts. But you never forget the Americans; they've always got three riders.
I mentioned to Dave yesterday about how that soft dirt is okay. It's not like the American tracks, but it's probably a lot more like the American tracks than St. John last year.
America's a big old country, and they get such a wide diversity of tracks, don't they? So they'll get a bit of everything, you know. And they'll have been on sand, and they'll have sand techniques. And quite honestly, the boys have been over here for about 10 days, the US guys, about 10 days doing the job, you know, out practicing on sand tracks here, there, and everywhere around the Lommel area, the Belgian, Netherlands, Germany area. And they've just been doing the homework, you know.
Yep.
We've been away racing, obviously. We were in Germany on hard pack, but they came over here before Germany, and they've been testing and training, you know, in those conditions. So, yeah, they're serious about it. Yep. It's a game.
What Team Great Britain? They've got a pretty good shot. I mean, obviously they're a chance for the podium. You wouldn't. Dave mentioned yesterday that they've got a chance to win. They would have to be pretty lucky to win. But on the other hand, you know, Motocross the Nations has thrown up some pretty crazy results. What's your opinion of the British team?
Yeah, pretty strong team, you know. Tommy's going to be up there. That's pretty well for certain. He can ride the sand. He can ride good. Max is going to be quite well up there too. You know, I would think. I saw him ride at Hawkstone earlier in the year, and he rode that really, really well. So, you know, they're Brit boys. I'm sure they're in with a chance, and hopefully we'll see him on the podium. Winning, different story, I think. I think it's very, very difficult to say the boys can win. But certainly, without a doubt, a chance for a podium.
What you raced the Donations. I don't think you would have been a guy that would have been too bothered with nerves. I'm not sure. What's that like? That representing your country and the, you know, you got all the weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, well, in them days there was like four of us, and it was big responsibility. Okay. You suffer nerves in any race. I'm sure anybody does to a certain level, but you know your job, you know you've got to go out there and do it, but you've just got that added bit of pressure. It's not just for yourself that you're doing it, you know, or just for your team that you're doing it. It is for your country. And it just put a bit more pressure on, and you can see how these guys respond to that extra pressure, and they all, you know, get their heads down and do whatever they can for the country, and it's quite amazing and quite interesting to see. Strange event, the Motocross the Nations, very strange, because like normally, you know, I'm working on the Honda side, I'm looking after that, but so you're not so bothered what's happening for British riders, okay, British riders, but here I'm watching the British riders, I'm watching the Honda guys, you know, and seeing how other countries are playing it as well.
It's really us versus them as far as America and the rest of the world. I mean, I'm guessing everybody wants somebody else to win apart from America. And if as we saw in Adelaide Basin when Cairoli and Stefan won all three motos, It really brings the whole Grand Prix paddock together. What's that like? I mean, that nerves of being at that race. I mean, you know, watching a race, you get nervy just watching. What's the difference when you're actually racing in it?
To be honest, you're going to give it your all anyway. They're going to give it every last bit, and the guys will do. And they've got other guys that's supporting them, and they are supporting. You know, so every place is going to mean something, and they will push equally as hard as they would for a world championship, I'm sure. And this incentive to beat the Americans, yeah. Look, it's a big old country, America, isn't it? And they've got a big pool to draw from, and that's where they're always strong, because they've always got two strong riders, but the third rider is equally as strong. Whereas many of the smaller European countries, nations, they tend not to have such a strong third rider, so it's got to be a bit special. But there's countries out there that have got a really, really quite strong three-man team. So, yeah, it's difficult to go against the Americans, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of people would like to see them. See some boys take a race to them, you know.
Yep. What? Changing the subject. Max Nagels signed with Honda. I mean, he's shown in the last few races, considering how long he was out, that he's up for the job. That must be a pretty exciting prospect.
Yeah, I'm over the moon with it. Really, we've been talking to Max for quite some time, and yeah, now we've got him signed. For a two-year program with us, and the possibility for that to go on, you know. And Max is really excited and motivated, you know. Honda Germany, they've been on, they're really pumped about it. So after the donations, Max will get out and do a bit of riding on the Honda to get a base set in. Then from there, I think he's going on holiday for a couple of weeks, then come back in November to do about another week's riding before we go to Japan to test the 2013 factory bikes and sort out the final specs for where we're going to start the World Championship in 2013.
Okay, thanks very much, Rog, and I'll see you on the weekend.